The trouble with the toy industry.
The toy industry has worldwide revenue of over $80 billion, according to figures from the Toy Industry Association. And the United States toy market alone is worth $22 billion a year. But things haven't been going too well for the industry just lately.
According to a report in The Telegraph, the overall toy market in the UK dropped by 1% in 2013 to £2.9 billion, with the number of toys sold falling by 5% to 364 million. The biggest fall was in the sale of impulse purchases for toys priced under £5. This market represents almost half of all the toys sold, but fell by 12% last year. And The Economist has reported that sales at both Hasbro and Mattel have been falling year on year, with sales of Barbie plunging for the fourth quarter running, this time by 12%.
However, not all toy companies have been suffering. Playmobil, for example, is showing clear signs of growth. Nationally and internationally, Playmobil sales increased by 5.3% to €531 million in 2012. And in 2013, the Brandstetter Group, owners of Playmobil, increased its revenue by about 5% to €591 million. Playmobil Managing Director Andrea Schauer said, "Looking at the difficult overall economic situation, our goal was to achieve sales growth in the mid-single-digit range. Thanks to a high rate of innovation, we achieved that goal, right on target, so to speak."
Playmobil is one of the few companies that has kept production in Europe. 80% of the world's toys are made in China, but Playmobil's main production factory is in Malta. Helga Ellel, the head of Playmobil Malta, says the company looked at moving 8 years ago, but found that the cost advantage was not that big, partly because its main export markets are in Europe. Playmobil is also anxious to retain control over quality.
Production started in Malta in 1974. At the time, the unemployment rate in Malta was 20%, and Maltese wages were only a tenth of those in Germany. They have now risen to between a third and a half. The Maltese government lured foreign companies with tax breaks, and they paid for the construction of the Playmobil factory. Today, Playmobil employs about 900 people in Malta, and is the second largest employer after ST Microelectronics.
Interestingly, the plastic figures owe their existence to the 1970s oil crisis. Back then, the family-owned parent company asked its head designer, Hans Beck, to come up with an idea for a smaller toy to save on plastic. "At the time, we only had big dolls and tin soldiers," recalls Ellel. Mr. Beck's idea was to create a small world for children, a replica of what they live in. "None of us, not even Mr. Brandstetter, knew the power of this toy at the time."